Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Fed Connects podcast series. Nearly 2 years ago, Engility spun off from L3 Communications as an independent company that provides specialized engineering, technical, and training services to multiple federal departments and agencies in the Department of Defense. The company has been making plenty of waves recently in the government contracting arena with many new contract wins and much more. Today we're speaking with Jeff Leitner. He is the Senior Director of Business Development at Communications at Engility about this and much more. And Jeff, how are you doing today?
Very good, thanks. Good to be with you.
Good. Well, thanks for joining us. And, you know, we've certainly have connected with Engility in the past, and we've done a Q&A with you all. And when we last spoke with you all in the fall of 2013, you know, Engility truly had established itself as a nimble player in the government contracting arena. You know, what are some of the new developments happening at the company now since we last spoke?
Well, we've, among other things, been looking to refine how we do business, how we support the business that we do, by which I mean the back office support that we provide to our contracts in the field, supporting our customers. So we've been looking for, continuing to look for ways to create greater efficiency and effectiveness in the back office support for our projects, getting more efficient at helping the folks in the field, supporting our customers. Because, of course, as is always the case, our government customers are always looking for more of their dollars, their government dollars, to go toward the field activities as opposed to sort of back office support. So we're always, again, continuing to look for ways to be more effective and efficient with supporting our program managers and our staff out in the field. We've also been doing recently another round of strategic planning, an annual activity for us, in which, in this case, what we're particularly looking at is the ideal way to go about growing organically in addition to any mergers and acquisitions that may further come out in the future. But right now, as you can imagine, you can grow organically in lots of different ways. And one of the debates that is underway internally here is, do we get to be the absolute best at what we do for the customers where we are right now? Do we look to take what we do really well and expand to adjacent markets? And what's the right balance there? So we're finding the best way to build on that organic growth. And then of course, we did acquire Dynamics Research Corporation recently, which we can talk about a little more. But those are the interesting things going on right now.
That's great. I appreciate that rundown. And you know, speaking of growth, you all have announced some recent contract wins, especially during the month of March, and congratulations on that. And that's great news. So tell us a little bit more about these wins.
Sure, thanks. I appreciate the congratulations. I can talk about a few of them anyway quickly. There's a NAVAIR airborne electronic attack program where we're providing software support for the Navy's EA-6B aircraft. That's a $40 million project that we won beginning part of this year. Another Navy project that we won also around the same time frame, late winter, early spring, was IT support services for the Naval Explosive Ordnance Disposal Technology Division. That's kind of a mouthful. It goes by the name NAV EOD TechDiv. That was a $21 million program that we won. That was a follow-on recompete for work we're doing. I also work now in the part of the business group of our company that works with USAID on international development work. We've had a bunch of pretty good wins in our business group for USAID. Probably too many to list, but let me give you a couple of them. We won a $28 million project in Kyrgyzstan called Good Governance and Public Administration Strengthening, helping the government of Kyrgyzstan, kind of across the board with public administration. We won a couple of large IDIQs, contract vehicles, one called Replace, which is restoring the environment through prosperity, livelihoods, and conserving ecosystems, which is a $700 million ceiling IDIQ for USAID, with the first task orders just starting to come out on that vehicle. And let me just point out a couple more. I know there's a lot I'm listing out here, but with the USAID Office of Transition Initiatives, OTI, a follow-on IDIQ vehicle called SWIFT, where USAID, with its contractors like Engility supports emerging governments that are coming out of transitioning out of conflict. That's a $2.5 billion ceiling IDIQ, which we won the follow on for. We're a current contract holder as well. And then a follow on project in the Philippines, a clean energy project called B Leaders, which is a low emission development and economic resilience project in the Philippines, following on to a pretty successful project we have going already there in the Philippines. So there are a few others, but that's sort of the rundown.
That's great. That's a wonderful rundown. And again, congrats on that. It's a rather long list there. And it's always good to be interviewing a contractor where they don't have enough time to go through all of the contracts that they had. So congratulations on that, Jeff. That's great news.
Thank
you. And then, you know, let's shift real quick to some other news that's been going on with you all, and that's the acquisition of Dynamics Research Corporation. Tell us about that.
We're really excited about this acquisition. You know, there's, as I said, you know, what we're looking in growth for Engility has been both organic and inorganic, and since the spinoff in July of 2012 from L3, we've been looking at both avenues, and so DRC is the culmination of the first culmination anyway of the inorganic growth portion of that approach, and we really feel like the folks internally who worked on our acquisition strategy hit a home run here, because DRC seems to be the ideal addition to Engility in terms of the work that they do being very complementary to what Engility is already great at, as well as culturally a great fit. Folks that we've already started meeting and working with are they just fit in really well with the Engility culture. Everybody gets along great. They're really a bunch of really bright people doing some pretty exciting work. So DRC, prior to its acquisition, was founded in 1955 with a run rate of about $275 million in revenue as of last year. And they're a science and engineering company and IT and technical and management consulting. That's the kind of work that they do. They do work for DOD, but also for Health and Human Services, Veterans Affairs, Department of Homeland Security, and so on, and also some federal civilian markets that Engility previously was not in. So they take what we had done historically and expand on it in a way that's very much in synergy with how Engility was built, also adding some key technical capabilities that really strengthen our ability to go to market and say that we're the thought leaders in these key technical areas, things like cybersecurity, software development integration, modeling and simulation, those kind of areas. They're really strengthening our capabilities there. And as I said, I really feel like they fit very well culturally as well. They were about 1,100 employees before they were acquired, and bringing a kind of a new boost of energy and excitement to the company.
That's great. That's awesome. Appreciate that rundown there. Now, you know, a lot of this we've been talking about is very positive stuff, a lot of contract wins. The acquisition of DRC is great for you all. You know, what is your sense overall in the marketplace? I mean, we survived the government shutdown. You know, sequestration seems to be, knock on wood, hopefully behind us. Are you all feeling that things are getting better here in 2014?
Yeah, I think so. The first thing that we started to see in the last couple of months is that our government government contracting shops have started to be able to loosen up and start to release some solicitations, or at least some draft RFPs coming out. We're starting to see some solicitations coming out a little more. I know that our customers were as frustrated as the contracting community has been that they haven't been able to press forward with the work that they know they need to get done and get under contract. So some stuff is starting to come out. Another thing that we're starting to see, and I'm really hopeful that this is the beginning of a wave, is that, you know, in the last several years, very much of the government, particularly DOD, has been focused on this lowest price technically acceptable approach to government contracting, where they put out a solicitation and they look at the proposals and pick the lowest priced offer as long as it's quote-unquote technically acceptable. And what I've heard in a few different cases is that some of our government customers, once they get on those companies under contract, are discovering that lowest price technically acceptable is neither lowest priced in the end, nor is it technically acceptable. And so there have been a few cases where some of our government customers have selected a very, very low-priced bidder and discovered that there was no technical success and have had to cancel programs early and restart programs. There was a Marine Corps training project, for example, where this happened. The government put out an RFP as lowest price technically acceptable for a fairly short project. It was called MTSS. And the project is now being rebid even earlier than had anticipated because of technical failures on the project, and is now coming out as best value instead of LPTA. I'd like to believe, like I said, that this is the beginning of a wave of realizing that buying the lowest priced bidder by itself isn't enough. And so, in fact, we are continuing to try to position ourselves to be not just strategically well-priced, but also bringing the thought leadership and the technical excellence that our customers demand.
Yep. Got it. That's great. You know, Jeff, your insights have been tremendous, and we really appreciate your time. Is there anything else that you'd like to add, anything we didn't cover today?
Well, I'd like to just expand for a second about the acquisition of DRC and how it relates to government contracting and government contractors. You know, there's so many companies who are government contractors for the federal government who grow by acquisition, and they buy a company and kind of bolt them on to the end, and you end up with a bunch of separate companies, operating under the same name but really operating independently. And Agility has taken a different tack on that as well. You know, we are looking to be to operate without stovepipes internally and provide the best possible service we can to our clients, regardless of where that comes from internal to the company. So DRC, for example, is being integrated fairly quickly into technically and culturally into the rest of Agility, so that we can find the best experts in the company and the best capabilities we have to offer, whether it's in the international development group that I'm in or in another part of Legacy Agility or in DRC. We will work together and give our customers the best service we can. And also hoping that that's kind of a new model for government contractors who grow by acquisition.
That's great. What a perfect way to end this podcast. And for all of our listeners out there, you just heard an exclusive FedConnect interview with Jeff Leitner, who is the Senior Director of Business Development and Communications at Agility. And Jeff was kind enough to spend some time with us today to share some really interesting things that are happening at Agility right now. And Jeff, thank you so much for your time today.
Great. Thanks very much. It's been a pleasure.
Sure. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.